What you drinking there?
I'm drinking a non-alcoholic beer.
Why is that?
Because I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant.
Yay.
We did it.
We did it.
Hi, I'm Blake.
And I'm Kayla.
And we are the Optimistics Podcast. This is our final episode of 2021 that we're just now recording.
Yeah.
January.
Because that's how 2022 is going.
It's been a crazy December.
Mm-hmm.
A crazy few months, actually. And we are now pregnant.
Yay.
Kayla's trying not to burp into the mic.
I'm trying really hard because I'm drinking a non-alcoholic beer. It's really yummy.
It's great.
It's hard to find good ones.
So here's our plan. Tonight we plan to, what's our structure for tonight?
We're going to talk about how IVF went, because it obviously went okay.
Yeah, and then...
And then we're going to talk about Blake's new job. So
changes have happened.
Changes. Then we're going to talk through our top 5 books each of the year.
We'll make it short. And then we'll wrap it up with our interesting challenge we've set for ourselves for 2022 and our future's plans for the podcast.
Yeah.
Season 2 is coming.
Season 2.
Wait, back up.
Okay.
We're having a second kid.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So
we're going to have 2 kids under 2.
We're going to have 2 kids under 2.
Whose idea was this?
Kingsley is adorable.
He's
awesome.
Very close to walking.
He's very, very cool. And he has a little sister growing.
Yes. 17 weeks right now.
So tell everybody about IVF. It was different this time around.
It was different. We did a more natural cycle, so I didn't have to do as many shots, which was great. Blake didn't feel as involved because he didn't have to give me many shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't get quite as sick as I did last time, which is always nice.
That is good.
Yeah. I had a lower chance of working, but it worked. So it was amazing.
Here we are.
Super grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. So June 2022.
Yeah. All the June babies.
Little baby Zelda.
No.
That's our
code name.
Code name, Zelda. I mean, I'm down.
Kingsley's name, code name was Grapthar.
Grapthar.
By Grapthar's hammer. What a savings.
Anyway, so that's our news. Our other news is Blake accepted a new job.
I did.
Like a real big person job.
It's a job. Yeah. So that's an adjustment. After all of our talking about how we value a 4-day work week, I have accepted
a 4.5-day week.
A 4.5-day a week job as executive director. So it feels fancy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a cool thing.
So why did you give up your half day to take this job?
Just like watching Kingsley play, where he gets bored if he's not challenged enough. And that kind of is a lot of what it came down to. It was a big conversation, especially with a baby coming.
Mm-hmm.
We both talked about it a lot. And I am feeling challenged and loving it. It's so much fun. It's an excellent job.
And you get to learn a lot.
I get to learn a lot.
Which I think was the big draw. It was a cool opportunity. You get to learn a lot. Good experience.
Mm-hmm.
We still have some balance we're going to do. You know, we're doing more intentional date nights.
Yes.
So we're transitioning from you working 4 days a week, from you working 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Essentially. You get off at noon on Fridays, but, you know,
it's
earlier.
It's still a full-time. Yeah,
and you're working, you know, as much flexibility during the day. So what are we doing to continue to preserve our lifestyle in that?
It's structure. This is where us creatives, myself as a creative, have had my life changed by my incredible wife, who is structured and planned coming in, is we're scheduling date nights.
Yeah.
I am doing things like scheduling we have decided to schedule creativity nights.
Which is how we got around to doing this podcast.
Doing this podcast at last. Because I have found personally, my personal experience has been that taking time to actually read when I go to bed at night, because I know I have a much more stressful daytime job, that structure has helped me feel more rejuvenated and stewarded the creativity.
Yeah. And you're doing a job that now energizes you.
It's true.
Yeah. So strangely, even though you're working more, you're not as exhausted at the end of the day because you're not bored out of your mind.
Well, and there is one thing I wanted to make sure I modeled to my team was that you shut off when work is over.
Yeah.
Whereas being a contractor for the past 15 years, you don't ever shut off. Mm-hmm. You are always answering emails after hours. And now I have a very specific, okay, work is over. Well, typically it's you walking into my office saying, Blake, you need to stop.
Work's over.
More stuff to do.
Here's the baby. Yeah.
Which is such a cool thing. I mean, the fact that you have to tell me to stop working because I'm so engaged, it's a lot of fun.
Play with your kid. He's real cute.
He's real cute. Yeah.
We'll just keep pivoting.
We'll keep pivoting.
It'll be great.
2022 is already off to
2022.
A wild start.
It'll be great.
Okay. So now instead of Reddit, let's just list our top five for the whole year.
But I want the tune still.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll use the tune. You go first.
Great. My top five in no particular order. I mean, I feel like I chose these because I looked at my list of what I had read this year. I read 53 books, and these were the ones that stood out to me as I could vividly remember something that positively impacted my life. So I both thought it was well written and enjoyed it, but it also, I could remember it in like a significant way. So my top five in no order are Expecting Better by Emily Oyster, which is very pertinent because of pregnancy. Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
Great book.
By John Mark. I think it was Cooper. What was his last name? Comer. John Mark Comer. My fantasy was The Last Graduate by Naomi Novik.
Good book.
Always love her.
Yeah.
She's the best. Cast by Isabel Wilkerson and Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey.
Green Lights.
Still surprised.
They made it on there.
Still surprised that Matthew McConaughey would write a book that would be my top five.
Yeah.
It's real good, y'all.
It's good. It's a good book.
All right. Those are mine. What are your top five?
There we go. Okay. Now, I did not hear Kayla's before we made our top five separately.
Yes.
And it's funny to hear yours that are all very like, you know, building up and self-improving. Most of mine are just fiction. Now, my top, and I wouldn't have put it in my top, except I realized this was the first book I read of the year, and it was one of the last books I also read of the same year.
Yeah.
So I actually reread it, was The Necromancer's House by Christopher Buhlmann. And it is a really interesting story. It's very good. It's a little dark, just to warn you, if you're not into that, but I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Also, one of the first I read this year, My Cousin Rachel by Daphne du Maurier. My mom recommended it, actually.
That's the same lady who wrote Rebecca.
Rebecca, yeah. I liked My Cousin Rachel a lot better.
Okay.
But Rebecca was good. I read it afterwards, but not as good, in my opinion. The First 15 Lives of Harry August.
Mm.
I loved this book. Absolutely. This hit my science fiction nerddom a little bit. This hit, like, the time travel thing, and it hit the fantasy thing. It was good. I really enjoyed this book. Recommended it to a few people who did not like it. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
To each their own.
To each their own. Master of Djinn. It's a very good fantasy book.
I have not read any of yours so far. Yeah,
well, I mean, you read all these self-improving great books, and mine are just like
fiction. I had a fiction in there.
Yeah, you had a fiction. Okay. My one nonfiction in my top five, after much debate, was Green Lights.
There you go.
It was just unlike any book I have ever read.
I listened to it. So Matthew McConaughey is reading it. And he read it like it was poetry.
Yeah, that's
and
part of it.
And it was just like really enjoyable to listen to.
I would agree. I wouldn't have said that. That is part of it. That it was the way he read it was very poetic. And it just made it. It was essentially a collection of short stories about his life. And A, I realize he's insane.
Yeah.
But B, also in the most interesting way possible.
He is crazy.
He's crazy.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was number five on my list, but it made my list. It was very, very
good. It put him in the top five people, living people I'd want to have dinner with.
I agree with that.
Just because it would be weird.
It would be so strange.
It would be so great.
It'd be like, He'd be like the young Bill Murray or something.
Yeah.
Sort of. And that kind of just like, okay, this is a weird dude who just is awesome.
He just is who he is.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. I read a lot of nonfiction this year, and that was the one that made the list.
There you go.
Yeah.
I read a lot of fiction this year. The last graduate made the list.
The one. Which, that's part three in her... Is that part two or part
it's three? It's part two in a series.
Part two in a series, yeah.
Yeah.
Which we read last year, the first one. And this one came out.
And then the third one comes out this year.
Later this year.
It's going to be September, great. It's too far. But anyway, thanks for listening to Top Reddit.
Final Reddit?
Final Reddit, I don't know. Of 2022?
Yeah.
Who can say?
Reddit of the year.
Reddit of the year. Yeah.
Okay, so the big challenge of the year.
Yeah.
Tell me the backstory on this.
So I started reading a book by Ann Pratchett.
Who's a local author, right?
She's a local author. She, in Nashville, she owns Parnassus Bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a book of short stories. And she, one of her short stories is about having a no-buy year. So we talked about it and we're like, yeah, we think this would be a really great thing just to kind of pay attention to what we're spending and why, and also reuse some stuff. Don't just buy something as soon as
you're
out of it. Yeah, or as soon as it breaks, but try to repair it instead of just throwing it away. And then also, we have a huge back stock of stuff.
Yeah.
And like I have like 20 mini shampoos that I need to go through. So just using what you already have and clearing out the house. And so we decided to do it this year.
We
have a set of rules.
Well, we live in a decently small house. We live in a house that will feel tight when we have two kids.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
Well, let's say that. We live in a house that will start feeling tight when we have a second kid.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been here a while. And it's the first house after we got married that all of our, you know, we kind of brought both of our lives together. And now that our lives are more intertwined, we can go through the attic and figure out what
we got a lot of stuff to get rid of.
Day before I started the new job, we tackled the attic.
Mm-hmm.
We still got a couple things left up there to finish. And we've been just slowly getting rid of things that we haven't used in a while with the recognition that we got to really choose well because we're not going to buy anything new this year.
Mm-hmm. Now we can exchange things.
Yeah. Talk about the rules here.
So we'll go through the rules. So here are the things that we can't buy.
No clothes.
Can't buy clothes. Why don't you read them because you can see the board.
Okay. No, we have this giant whiteboard behind you, so I'll read them.
Great.
All right. The no buys, no clothes. The caveat being we can trade clothes.
Yeah. So we can go to like a consignment store or a trade-in clothes store and get credit for things.
We can trade in old clothes and get new clothes from that credit, but no buying clothes.
I mean, we had like two huge boxes of clothes and we got like
a nice pair of shoes.
We walked away with two things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was great.
But I mean, that was great because I didn't need any of the things we got rid of. And the only thing I needed was a pair of shoes.
A pair of shoes. So
there you go. Luxury items.
Yeah.
Unpack that one a bit.
So that's like, I can't buy bath bombs or I can't buy, you know, fancy makeup or like things that are nice to have, but I don't like actually need.
So that was one of your rules. So why? What made you feel like you needed to put that in there?
I think I have enough back stock. I need to work through what I have.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this also is one of your rules. So gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
There's a caveat on gifts, though.
The caveat being?
We can buy people books, experiences, and something locally made. Because I will just go to TJ Maxx for funsies and buy things for people.
Yeah.
Because I like buying people gifts.
Which is great.
Which is great.
But it also requires a little bit more thought and intention and pre-planning to give an experience or something locally made. Or giving a book. You don't give a book unless it's a book that you know well.
They're going to like.
And that they're going to like. So it's a sharing of an experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. No decor.
Uh-huh. So I can't just buy, you know, throw pillows or...
And we have what we need, essentially. So why would we buy more? That we honestly could get rid of some stuff. So it's a paring down. No Uber Eats.
Yeah.
No delivery. Because last time you were pregnant, and really just last year, we just did a lot of Uber Eats. And it would be, you know, you
easy.
Like buying food out is one thing. You have a budget for that. That's fine. But it has to have a little bit more intention than I can hit a button and then pay an extra $20.
Yeah, for a meal delivered.
So now we're having to put a little bit more planning into it. Like, well, yes, we can buy food, but we have to either go get it or we have to be already going out on a date. So
Or feeding a babysitter,
something like that. So like we have to actually be intentional. So we can't buy Uber Eats for ourselves just because we're like, well, we didn't plan well enough and we're tired. Can buy consumables and including flowers. You put that caveat there.
I think that you should be able to buy anything in a grocery store because you don't want it to be like restricting or you won't do it.
True.
Yeah. Right? So if I want to buy flowers, I'm going to buy flowers.
Absolutely. And that is something that brings life into a house that is that deteriorates. It's not something that creates clutter.
Yes.
And anything that we, anything that is required that is like soap, bathing materials, things like that, as long as we make absolutely sure that we do not already own any version of that.
Yeah. I ran on deodorant yesterday, had some in the cupboard.
There you go. But you came to me and you're like, I need to get more deodorant. And
had some in the cupboard.
Yeah, there we go. So exemptions. Items in a hopper for one month. Because the reason that we made this rule is because when I was deciding whether or not I should take this job, I said, if I accept this job, it's a huge thing. I'm going to buy myself the Lego Hogwarts set.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been out of stock ever since December. So that is something I do plan to purchase as a celebration for what I accepted at the end of last year.
Yeah. And there might be things that come up like, you know, something we need for the baby. Yeah. Or so the rule with the hopper is it has to sit in there for at least a month on the board in this little section before you can buy it.
Absolutely.
Just to make sure that you need it. So if there's something that we say, actually, our coffee maker broke, we really need a new one.
We can figure out a way to deal with it for a month.
Yeah.
And then because sometimes I have found in life, if you put something on a board, then a month later you look back at it, you're like, actually, I figured out a way to go without it.
I didn't actually need it that badly.
Items exchanged through trade, such as credit, gift cards, et cetera. We already kind of touched on that. Anything business related. I feel like that's kind of obvious. Like if we have to buy any business items, that makes sense.
Yeah. Or if I have a client and need to do a closing basket or something.
And then the final exception is Scotland.
Yeah. We're going to Scotland
in March.
Baby moon.
So yeah, we had to delay our baby moon for 2 years now.
From 2020.
It was going to be late March 2020. And guess what happened late March 2020?
Yeah.
The world changed. So we've postponed it. And we're going to Scotland. And so Kayla was
hopefully.
Hopefully. We'll see. Kayla said, I'm not going to worry about this in Scotland.
I'm going to buy whatever I want.
Because we're in Scotland. We've been waiting for this for years. But that's all right. That's it. That's the no buy year. So anything, to wrap this section up, has anything already happened that kind of made you double take or ponder or learn from the no buy year?
I'm not a huge spender.
Yeah, let's be real. This whole thing was because of me. Because I'm the spender.
So I've been fine.
Yeah, you've been fine.
I mean, I did want to buy Kingsley a replacement stuffed animal fox because he loves his fox so much. I'm worried that in a few years we're going to need a spare. But I mean, I can
sell him.
Get a gift card money or, you know, figure something out to be able to get that. I'm waiting until I'm doing Camel until it goes on sale.
Love Camel.
Which is a website that tells you when things go on sale.
Yeah. If you put an item in Camel, it'll alert you if it ever goes below
a certain price.
Super cool.
So besides that, I haven't had any, I have had no temptations. Blake?
I mean, it's been really cool because I had like my pair of boots that I love. That I wear all the time, got a hole in them. And I found some old leather that I had. And I already had some, one of my shoes, soles broke a while ago. So I had like some shoe glue. And I patched the hole and covered it with leather. And it doesn't look cool. But hey, they're my work boots. I don't care. So they're fixed. And it's interesting because there have been things that have broken where I would have probably said, oh, well, I'll.
Our pizza cutter broke yesterday.
I glued it. Would have just bought a new one because it's not a nice pizza cutter. But now I'm like,
can't buy a new one.
And to be frank, we use it so rarely that we shouldn't have bought a new one.
Does it matter that we glued on the handle?
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all. I don't care.
I think we actually have two pizza cutters, too.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. My bag was one.
Yeah, that was big.
That I've had this leather bag for a long time. I've never loved it. It's a really nice bag, but it was kind of like crumbly and not nice. And I realized, you know, I want with this new job, I want to have a good kind of briefcase style bag. And instead of buying one, I went, well, I've already got this kind of old one I don't really use, and waxed it, moisturized it, sewed a new lining into it myself. And now it is my favorite bag.
It's very cool.
I take it everywhere.
I was very
so
proud
cool.
of you.
Thank you.
Used my sewing machine. Didn't break it. You were great.
Thanks. I've had this bag just lying around for years because it was too nice. I didn't want to get rid of it, but it was just kind of ugly and I didn't want to use it. And now it's
beautiful.
Beautiful. Like it's waxed and it's moisturized and it's got this cool.
It's usable.
Super cool lining in it that I've created separators in, and I use it all the time.
That's great.
So that's awesome. Well, it's now I've got a very nice bag now that I didn't buy. So it's been very cool. We all know this is for me. I'm the spender. I'm the clutter person. But it's giving me structure. And that's super helpful. I'm learning from it. And also in that realized when we went to Buffalo Exchange, I was like, I don't really need anything except if I happen to find this style of shoes that I've been looking for. Sure. And they had them. And that was it. And I was like, oh, I'm surprised they even had this. I didn't need anything. So it's been good. It's been a good challenge.
Yeah. We'll keep you posted.
We'll keep you posted. Can I do one more thing on No Buy?
Yeah.
For instance, we are sitting here on a whole super sweet podcasting setup, and we got it from McKay's with trade-in money.
Yeah.
So we've got these two mics. We've got this whole, like, you know, soundboard now. Hopefully it sounds better. I don't know. We'll see what it sounds like in editing.
It makes us feel cool.
It makes us feel cool. And it was bought with McKay's credit. There we go.
There you go.
Okay, so let's wrap this all up by, this is technically the end of season one. We were going to do it in December, but here we are.
Here we are.
Season two, we've talked a lot about it. You want to speak about it?
Yeah, we're talking about having some guests on the podcast to talk about different topics.
Different topics. Yeah. We just realized that we have a lot of friends who are really gifted
and very cool,
educated, successful in really varying areas that are things we're passionate about, that we could sit and have an entire conversation on this one subject that this person we're friends with happened to be an expert in. So we want to start having these conversations and change the structure a little bit. We'll probably get rid of Reddit in its current form, but we have a different idea that I think will be better. And I think it'll be a more interesting podcast. So
yeah,
we'll see.
We're just going to keep pivoting.
We're going to keep pivoting.
It's 2022, y'all. 2022. We'll see what happens.
So thanks for being with us for season one as we experimented and tested and did a different thing every week and changed it and figured out if this is something we even like doing. And here we are with bold plans and a season behind us.
Look at us.
Doing stuff.
Doing stuff. See you in the rest of 2022. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Optimistics Pod. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.